Welcome to the Gear Slum, your one-stop shop for all things guitar culture nonsense. I'm Aaron.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Cole.
We still got ours. We don't have to.
Okay, Phil, you were saying you have a 13-year-old boy inside of you?
I do. And that 13-year-old boy...
Getting excited about...
He is excited. He's very excited about tomorrow, Extraction 2, starring Chris Hemsworth on Netflix, worth the price of admission.
What is Extraction? Oh, I don't even know what Extraction 1 is.
Damn it, Aaron.
It's probably some nerd show.
Google it. It
no,
looks
just tell me.
So badass. It's just like tough
is
guy.
There, is there an Extraction or is Extraction 2 just the first one?
What?
I like that idea.
Is Extraction 2 the name of the movie or is it Extraction Part 2?
It is a sequel to the first movie.
It's like Extraction also, like Extraction 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, that book Slaughterhouse 5. That's not the fifth in a series of Slaughterhouse books. It's just
right.
Part of the name.
I understand what you're saying.
I didn't know that.
I understand your word twisting, and I see your word twisting, and I...
But you, have you seen Extraction? Because you're acting... You said Google it. It looks badass as if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Extraction
2.
You!
But have you seen Extraction?
Based on... I have...
I'm saying, tell me about Extraction.
Multiple times.
It would be weird if you were this excited for a sequel for a movie that you hadn't seen.
That's why I thought maybe there wasn't a
sequel. I saw the trailer for the first one, and I saw the trailer for the second one, and I'm more excited for the trailer for the second one. Okay. Chris Hemsworth, are you ready? Chris Hemsworth is a former Special Forces guy, and now he's a Special Forces guy for hire. He's a mercenary, all right? And he gets hired to do special jobs. And
like special education jobs?
No.
Oh.
No. Kind of. Actually, kind of. So
in wait, what?
In Extraction 1.
Beats up handicapped kids.
No. He saves a handicapped kid. He's not handicapped. He's not handicapped. I mean, he's a little special, but he's
now you're making it sound worse.
Yeah.
He gets dropped into some city, India, and he has to save this boy, and the movie starts and he's just like freaking murdering like just everyone to save this one boy, and it's like nonstop action, and he's shooting fools, he's kicking fools, he's stabbing fools. Like,
so why is this one boy's life inherently
dozens
more valuable than all the other people he's killing?
You know what, Cole? I'll tell you. Because capitalism, he's paid to care about that one boy. That's why. And he does. Yep. Watch it. Watch it. And
watch it. When you say watch it, are you telling me to like hey, watch it, pal. Watch yourself. You're on thin ice, bud.
Don't criticize Extraction 2.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Extraction 1.
Exactly. 1, 2, or probably... I'm assuming the
don't
sequel
criticize the Extraction
to the second one
franchise.
I want them to start making
exactly
like, making movies and just calling it blank one, like the first one.
I feel like I've seen that before, but it is like a super. I love the just the hubris of that.
Like, we're definitely making another one.
Yeah, like, this is gonna be a series.
Speaking of, I mean, okay,
that's like. Have you guys? You guys haven't watched The Chosen, have you?
No,
it's largely like funded by Kickstarter, I think.
The first one was yes.
Well, but still, because they do this thing where they're like, we're gonna make 7 seasons of this, and so we need your donations. And it's like, okay, guys, that's you gotta have
goals. A lot of people were upset because the guy that plays Judas had like pride stuff on his Instagram or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no, but no, it's no, like he's Judas.
Not, you're close. You're close. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that, isn't that kind of in character for him? He's the bad guy.
You're supposed to hate him. No, Aaron, you're a little bit off. It wasn't Judas. It wasn't the literal Judas. It was the figurative Judas, the cameraman. There was something recently what? In.
Are you you're talking about The Office now?
No, 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 no. I'm talking about The Chosen.
Cameraman who betrayed Jim.
Aaron, listen. Okay,
the figurative Judas.
Okay, for the viewer at home, you know what? Let's back up. It's been a while since we've been together.
Been a while.
Here we are together. Aaron, I want everyone to be prepared. Aaron is going to interrupt more than usual because he has to make up for the fact that it's been
1 week. Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been.
Phil's been able to speak unimpeded for months now. And
no one has interrupted
me. This will not stand.
for over a month. Exactly. I've been uninterrupted. And here I am.
Wait, it's getting to your head.
It's actually a cameraman.
So
it's not even one of the actors?
No, it was not an actor. It was a behind the scenes still image. And somebody zoomed in and saw on a camera there was a pride sticker on a camera.
Oh, like while they were shooting the thing?
Yes. And some
would have been pissed. The irony of that is like if you've watched that, they portray Jesus in my mind in a very accurate way in the sense that he's very I don't know how else you'd portray him, but like
super gay.
The whole thing is he's like super open. Like it's all about, you know, it's the whole freaking Bible. All that Jesus does is minister to marginalized people and help people who are, you know.
Ooh, we don't like that, Cole.
I know, but that's why it's so ironic because this more than most things that I've seen before that portray Jesus, this sort of highlights that more. And so it's funny that people,
the woke media,
there are these people who care so much about this show and are just like missing the point of it, basically. You know?
Wait, so how did he get, why were they saying Judas was doing it?
I don't know who told you Judas. Aaron, you're the one
who said that. I saw pictures of it.
You're the one who said that. What
I did say that. And now you're saying that I had that twisted.
Yes.
That what I thought was Judas was actually a cameraman.
Yeah. I'm saying,
I don't think that's accurate.
You twisted words.
Did I twist words?
Yeah, the words of
I
Judas.
I seen it.
You twisted the word Judas.
You twisted
and
your memories.
You twisted those words, Aaron. So
it's probably just some Breitbart thing.
Someone posted online, "Hey, look at this. We have to boycott The Chosen because look at this camera has a pride sticker on the camera," and then one of the creators of the show was like, "Listen, I'm not in control of every single person's belief on the crew of this show. Mm-hmm. We're making an awesome show that is like talking about the gospel and, you know, Jesus's life. And I'm not in control of every single person's belief on the crew." And then people were like, "You suck." And it's very sad. It's very
crazy
sad to think about it.
It is just like, crazy how they just don't see. I'm like constantly just baffled because it's like they're doing a satire of the Pharisees in The Chosen, you know, like
totally.
They probably think they're the heroes. They're like,
yeah.
It's Pharisees.
Like the whole, like, oh, yeah, those Pharisees had a lot of good points.
Can we talk about
both sides?
If we're talking about that, can we talk about like people boycotting Chick-fil-A? Freaking no. Chick-fil-A? Closed on Sunday.
So I figured it out. I think the guy that plays Judas like defended the thing after the fact.
Of course. Typical Judas.
Typical.
And that was the whole Judas. That was the meme. They were like,
he probably
Judas
did it
still
for
at
a,
it. He's still
he
at
probably
it.
Did it for a 20 shekels of silver or whatever.
30, freaking silver. On, that's right.
Dang. 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah.
Somebody gargle my silver.
Crap. Put that silver in a sack.
Oh, man. You guys, I missed you.
It's good to be back.
I missed you past tense. I love you current present tense.
Current tense. Dude, how's this for a roller coaster? one of my friends that I haven't, he was like one of my best friends in high school, and I haven't talked to him in probably 6 years. He just like came and randomly knocked on my door because his brother, it's like a whole long story. His brother's separating from his wife, and he's going to like pick up his kids. His brother lives like right near me, and he didn't want to be there for that part because his wife's kind of a nightmare. So he just needed somewhere to stay for a little while. So he just like came and talked, you know, hung out for 20 minutes or whatever. But it was good. Just like with this, you know, we didn't lose a beat.
Did you record it?
No, I should have. I should have been if I can't monetize this conversation, it's of no value to me. So we got to get this up on Patreon.
I understand you're going through a hard time, but
yeah, this isn't really about you right now.
Send this kid back.
Aaron, I don't know if we want to do this on this episode, but we kind of need to talk about.
We got to seize the day. We think there will be two episodes.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I have not seen it.
Okay. Have you seen that's even better, actually.
Whatever that other one was.
Can we just talk about what you think about it, even though you haven't seen it? I think that's better.
I haven't even really watched any previews of it.
What?
Trailers?
He doesn't want to spoil it.
I still haven't watched Fast 9. I'll tell you that. Started it a couple times,
Aaron. Yeah,
it's not great.
I thought you were a fan.
I was. Damn.
Am I crazy?
I'm a fan of several of the movies in that series.
I don't really like watching movies. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's weird, but
it seems like it's like a commitment for some reason that watching a TV show isn't. And I don't know why, because I'll watch like consecutive hours of a TV show, no problem. But like,
yeah, but you got to keep track of like the same story long term.
Yeah, like they do the previously on, you know.
I just watched the Steven Spielberg West Side Story. Have you watched that?
Wait,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Spielberg directed a film version of West Side Story a couple years ago.
For some reason I heard in my mind Westworld, and I was like, what? Okay, but
Steven Spielberg did
West Side
probably
World.
Produce Westworld. I don't know.
Okay, West Side Story, singing, dancing.
Yeah, Sharks, Jets,
Maria. A year or two ago, and?
It's good. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Cried a little bit.
So,
did you hear that, Cole? Jeez, this guy.
Oh, right, in a movie. So speaking of West Side Story,
in the cinema,
I went to a show last week, for a band called Death Cab for Cutie.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You guys?
Oh yeah, friend of the show. We met him.
Are these guys?
No, that was not.
That was Jimmy Eat World. Do you not know who Death Cab for Cutie is?
Damn,
I was joking. You know who Death Cab for Cutie is, don't you?
I think
you just mixed them up with Jimmy Eat World. Okay.
I'm trying to find a current picture. Oh, maybe I'll look on YouTube and find.
Why did I mix them up in my
so
mind?
So Ben Gibbard, right? Mm-hmm. Like you.
Jibar.
What do you think of when you think of him, like his physical appearance?
I follow him on Instagram, so I kind of.
Okay. So you already know what he currently looks like?
I think so.
Does he post pictures of himself?
Like really skinny?
Really skinny with like swooped up hair a really small t-shirt that looked like, here, I'll post. Share my screen. I'll show you what he looked like at the concert I went and saw. By the way, they sounded really good. I'm not like I really liked their albums that were out in 2006. And didn't listen to a ton of them after that. I'm not like a super fan or anything, but I like them.
Okay. Cold.
Is this the Death Cab / Postal Service tour that you went to?
No. Okay. I would have liked to go to that one because I actually liked Postal Service a lot. I was expecting him to have, now that I see it up close, the shirt doesn't have the same, it looked to me just like a a muscle shirt, basically.
Oh.
Like, I was expecting him to have a pack of cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve, you know?
That's probably like a $300 t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, dude, totally. Seriously. But, like, he doesn't look like...
$700. You
know, he always just looked like kind of a huge dorky nerd before, right?
Well, he used to wear glasses all the time, I think, right?
Yeah, but even like...
Which is not that nerdy. That's actually pretty cool.
No, Aaron. Aaron.
Like, look at this freaking nerd.
I guess you're telling me glasses.
That he doesn't even Lego have glasses. Hair. That is the nerdiest looking dude on the planet. Yikes. He's got like the same haircut that my mom had when
that's
I was
very
70s high.
Look. At the time, that was super hip. He's got this.
Look at this guy.
Sideburns.
His haircut looks like a helmet. Like a.
That one,
looks
yes.
Like Lego hair.
That one, yes. But the longer one, I'm telling you, that's.
Look at this one. That one's so bad.
Oh, is that with Zoe Deschanel? New girl? Yeah.
Yeah, they were married for a while.
They were married for a long time.
Oh, that is her.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was married to Zoe Deschanel.
And then she upgraded to one of the Property Brothers.
Dude, that's such a strange. She I didn't upgraded? Even know they no, were into women, first upgrade. Of all.
Yeah, come she on. Upgraded to him.
No, she downgraded. She
turned in Ben Gibbard.
Dude, so at any rate, though, it was an extremely. It was a great. It sounded great. They mostly. My friend that I went with. Okay, so here's another thing.
Wait, no.
Speaking of disabled people.
Who is his romantic partner now?
I don't think he has one. He's on the prowl.
He's a cougar.
He's got cool hair, though. He's got cooler hair.
Yeah, because he's probably just... I don't know if you know this about rock stars. A lot of them aren't in committed relationships, Phil. It kind of fits.
He is married, though.
And when they aren't in committed relationships, they probably have cool hair. Her name's Rachel Demme, apparently.
Yeah, she's a photographer, Seattle photographer.
Oh.
Wonder, does behind, that mean she does like man? You think she does like landscapes or aerial
behind
shots or what?
The camera? She's behind the camera.
Yeah, but she only photographs Seattle.
He's a rock star and she's behind the camera.
I'm gonna say she's attractive and so is he, you know. So I mean
show
I don't
me
know what else to say.
Come on.
Oh, I shouldn't have stopped sharing. Okay, here you go. There's Rachel Demme. She's just a cute old lady.
It's a picture of Tokyo.
She looks
like Tune In Tokyo.
All these pictures are of people.
She kind of looks like
she calls herself a Seattle Kelly. Photographer, but all these photographs are of people.
Exactly. Like, what is this?
I'm a Seattle photographer in
He's
Japan.
Married to Rachel Demme, people photographer.
Yeah, photograph. Yeah. Come on. Most of those photographs are not of Seattle.
So my friend that I went with, you've probably heard me talk about her before. We were on study abroad together, which happens to be
her. Like the friend is a woman.
Yeah, I know. That's why she's only a friend. I'm in the friend zone. I'm also happily married, but I'm pissed about being in the friend
to
zone.
To your wife, not
to my current wife. Yes.
Correct.
So I went on study abroad, and we listened to a ton of Death Cab together. So it's kind of like a thing, you know. And then that's kind of when I stopped listening to him. But she
like a broke
was like,
kind of thing.
She wasn't happy between about how many new songs they played. I was like, do you want me to show you the set list? She's like, no, I don't want to see it. But then they played a very different set list than they had every night up until that night, which is interesting. But they sounded fantastic. All the guitars sounded great. The bassist played with his thumb most of the time, which makes me lose a lot of respect for a bassist, which is like, you just never learned how to play the bass properly.
His left thumb?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, the neck. He had it reaching around. I mean, he could have been left-handed, you know. I'm pretty sure he's funny. The one I was thinking of.
Playing with your thumb is interesting.
It's wrong. It's not interesting.
I'm Whoa. Interested.
I mean, if you're like doing slap bass or something like that. Now that I said that, I'm pretty sure it was him.
You think someone else is playing with his thumb?
Oh, no, he's playing with a pick in this one. No, I think it actually, the one I'm thinking of is the band that opened for Thrice.
Maybe he had like a thumb pick, one of those bluegrass thumb picks.
Bluegrass. He's got finger picks on all his fingers playing the bass, just single note bass.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so that show was great. I went with my friend. So this friend also happens to only have one leg, which is not
How many really, thumbs?
What's that?
How many thumbs, though?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, who has two thumbs and one leg? This guy. But because of that, we got to sit in the ADA section, which this was at an outdoor venue, which they sold more tickets than I've ever seen. It was like way too crowded. Ooh, like there are people, cool. You know, crammed in all over the That's place. Fun. But we just got to sit on this nice bench in the ADA section. You guys know ADA. That's like a common term, right?
Yeah, the American Dental Association.
American, yeah, from Home Alone.
Yeah.
The Americans with Disabilities Act. So it's like the legislation that makes it so buildings have to.
Yeah, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah. So that was kind of a nice bonus, honestly. We got to go in through the VIP entrance. And mm-hmm. also, we were joking about the fact that, like, like she didn't have to, it would suck to have a disability that is not visibly apparent. Right. And you see videos of people getting out of a car in a handicapped spot and people are like harassing them. And they're like, you can't always see someone's disability. Hers is like very obvious because she's missing an entire leg, you know, but she was like, yeah,
does she like at stuff like that? Does she have to like, does she like walk with like a full on, like, limp to make sure that everybody sees it?
She's on crutches. Away. She's missing her leg is amputated at her hip.
But she doesn't have a prosthetic. Like a fake, he's picturing her having a prosthetic.
No, she doesn't have a prosthetic.
Aaron's
just
right.
one
that's
leg.
What I was picturing.
Well, okay. It's like right. It's like completely at her hip joint. So like, and especially because it happened 30 years ago, you know, when she was like less than 10 years old. Okay. And at the time they didn't have, but even now they don't have good prosthetics that, because you need like some swinging motion to get your leg walking.
You need a nub of some kind.
I think so. Like, but just she never had term. Growing up. She never had one.
Nub is
that worked,
probably
so,
not the medical term.
So she's just always been on crutches, you know. So yes, it's not like the kind of thing, because there's a guy I work with who has both his legs are amputated at the knees, and he's super active, and you just would never know it unless he wears shorts, and then it's just like two metal poles, you know.
Yeah.
So yes, that's what you were picturing.
Like Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan!
I saw this video of Cartnarks, an episode on that shows up on TikTok every now and then. I always say not interested because I kind of hate that guy. But
what? You hate him?
Yeah, let me tell you this episode, and you're really going to hate him too. Uh-oh. This lady was in the handicap spot, and she came out, and he said something to her, you know, and then she's like, all right, I'll put the cart back. So she put it back, and then she's like walking back, and he's like, oh, what do you have? What are you handicapped for? You got lazy bones? It's like, is that your handicap? It's lazy bones? He's like, I saw you walking around the store. No, what? You got lazy bones?
He showed his true colors, dude.
It was very rough.
That is jacked up.
Okay.
Big
and?
L. That's it.
That's a
she's
huge
kept,
L.
She was like,
you don't ask somebody with their disability.
She was like, no, I have like, fun of she's them. Like, I have actual disability. Like, I'm doing, and like, she's like,
yeah,
I'm lying
your,
right now.
None of your business is what my disability is.
And so she was like mad at him and like yelling at him. And he was like, oh, what, you're in pain because you got lazy bones? I was like, dude, he just kept doubling down.
He's lying.
And it's hilarious, too, because he's like so smug.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure the comments on that one were not in his favor.
Most of the comments were like on his side.
Seriously?
You know why? Because like, she's lying.
TikTok. She's lying?
Yeah, she's a liar.
That's like such a bold, like,
you
I get
are
it that people
so
lie.
You're a terrible person right now.
Like, I get it that people lie about that, but like, you have to. It's like when people lie about sexual assault, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to assume, you have to believe handicapped people. Okay, I believe women and handicapped people, which I do believe that being a woman is a form of a handicap too, but that's a separate discussion.
If she said, okay, did she say, hey, I forgot my little...
She had it.
Oh,
she was legally parking there. The only thing I could say is like, you're lying about it, or it's your, you know, it's your friend's tag or whatever.
He said the fact that she walked around the store shopping but couldn't put her cart away.
Dude, that's such
proved that she was a lazy bum.
Such a bad take, and it's crazy that people had to side on it.
Hey, you know what, Aaron? Can you cut out the last like?
No, dude, minutes? you're a hateful.
Cut out the anti- last. You know what?
This reminds me of something that happened at NAMM. The surgery.
Can you cut out the last 20 minutes, please, Aaron?
Can you cut out the last 6 months of this podcast?
Did you actually get flack from somebody at NAMM?
No, remember those?
You don't remember
the straps, like the instrument to hold stuff, and he was shaking it as if he was
oh
at Parkinson's.
Yes, Aaron, record this, me.
I thought you were talking about the when you were in a wheelchair.
Oh no, no.
I was remember like, did you get hate crimes at NAMM? I forgot that. Hashtag hate crimes at NAMM.
Aaron, you pay attention to our social medias more than I do. Did anybody give us crap about any of that?
Did anybody see that post? That should have been your question. And
I don't know if anyone listened to it.
No, I'm wondering if anybody, like,
I have not heard any feedback about that.
I guarantee nobody saw it.
Sometimes
we talked about it though on the podcast.
I'm a little bit recognizable. So like, what if somebody?
Oh yeah,
saw
but anyone that listens to the podcast, if you know,
yeah, exactly.
If that's how they heard about it. Then they wouldn't. Then they would have known. You know,
they would have heard us talking about it. And they would have been like, "You monster."
They could have. You saying, did anyone comment on it? Like on the fact that?
Yeah, like did someone watch the video and was like, "Hey, anywhere. You insensitive
emails?
Jerk. Is there a video?
Patreon?
I don't know.
I have not heard any feedback from anybody on any medium.
Maybe that.
I think they're just so ashamed of you; they didn't even know what to say.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're hey guys, filled with disgust.
Do you want to see something crazy?
13-year-old
I don't know a good way to do this to show you this, ooh. But I got an enormous air conditioner in my room.
Cool.
Because my room, I work here all day, and it gets so freaking hot because I have all my stuff in here and me. Mm-hmm. So I bought this air conditioner that like vents up to the window. It's cool. Essentially like a big version of the kind that just sits in your window.
Yep, yep.
Okay. It's meant to cool a room that's like 500 square feet, and my room's like 150 square feet. So
yes,
it's pretty awesome.
Okay. And Amazon, Walmart, Costco, where'd you buy it?
Costco. Okay. Anytime I buy something that I know there's a good chance I'll need to return it, I buy it at Costco because I know I'll be able to return it.
It's good.
Okay, and
good rule of thumb.
How long have you owned it?
Like a month, month and a half,
and it's you're digging it.
Amazing, yeah. It's been a life changing thing, honestly.
I'm not hearing it. Is it on right now?
I just turned it on. That's what made me think of it because I realized I had turned it off. But yeah, it is on right now.
I'm putting both ears in to hear.
Okay, I'm gonna get on Zoom on my phone just so you guys can see it.
Yeah, turn it off. I want to hear it. Like,
I think the noise.
Oh, I do think I hear it. Aaron, do you hear it?
I do.
The noise canceling on Zoom probably cuts out a lot of it.
Dude, we were FaceTiming the other day with my brother-in-law and our niece, and every time she would talk, her voice was at like the perfect pitch or tone or whatever that the noise canceling would just mute her.
Jeez.
Every time she tried to talk, it would just the sound would cut out. It was hilarious.
Awesome.
Girl, do you have games?
It's funny you say that because I do.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say. Better.
Funny. It is funny I say that.
Here, I'm just going to send you a picture of what it looks like.
Should we do it?
Should we save it for the next episode?
Since this one's going so well without it, we just seem to.
It is going so well, Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron, let's Paul's talk about.
Paul's walking away playing with his air conditioner.
Let's talk about Fast and the Furious.
I have to show you guys.
I have not seen it. So I have nothing
Stop
to say about
that,
it.
Aaron. Stop
I have nothing it. To say about it. I have no. Thoughts about it other than
okay. But I didn't talk about the other concert I went to.
I with might my watch children. It when it comes out on Max.
I went and saw Thrice.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how much you guys like Thrice. Because I never know.
Like or
I mean you guys are like super familiar with them, right? Like
okay, so yeah, here's the thing.
Or not really.
I think I've listened to two of their albums all the way through.
Okay.
Cool. I can't remember if Thrice is one of the bands.
You sound very quiet to me, Phil.
Oh, do I?
For some reason.
Yeah, like just suddenly.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
You got quieter or something.
Okay, I can
crank it a little bit.
Check. Better. Okay. So, Cole, I don't remember if we've talked about Thrice, specifically about this, but like, they are, not the band is not Christian, but.
Yeah, they are. I mean, like they have been. They're a Christian band in my mind.
Okay.
Or they were at one point. So like they're huge in the praise and worship scene, I know.
Yes.
They were never not, like on a Christian label is the thing.
Yeah, yeah. But they're
were they Tooth and Nail or no?
They play it. No.
They were on Victory, I think.
They play okay, it like but, churches and stuff though. Like
drive through
plays at churches and stuff.
Well, I don't because know if he doesn't form.
Kindru
he has fairly recently.
So Cole, this is important for you to know, only because, no, for no other reason.
Are you going to tell me something I already know?
Maybe
about this band that I follow extremely closely.
Okay, Cole, you tell me.
Favorite bands of all
time.
Give
me the Wikipedia of Kindru.
What about him? I don't know what you're about to tell me about him.
Okay, well then I'll tell you. So he worked for. Like when they got big, then he started leading worship at Mars Hill, mm-hmm. and was I don't know how long he was there, but like at the time Mars Hill was like kind of collecting like popular bands that were Christian, and like hey, we want you to be like part of our staff.
Probably mostly Tooth and Nail type bands.
Yeah, definitely. But like, so they were like, kind of like the orbit, the gravitational pull was very strong. Yeah. And then they were like sucking up bands to like lead worship at all their satellite churches. But then like one by one, bands were like, dude, this kind of sucks. And Mark Driscoll really sucks. And so then they were like peeling off. And I think Kindru like specifically wrote like a letter that like I think you can like find online that was like, here is why I'm leaving the church and here is why I think Driscoll should step down. And like it was like this, he made it like a very public
thing. It was a very public thing. Yeah.
Which is like at the time was very crazy. Because it wasn't. Now it's like, okay, yeah,
totally. Of course. Now it's like, that's the, you know, that's what you expect bands to do. It's like surprising if any band is still Christian, you know?
Well, but yeah, but specifically like hating on Driscoll. Like at the time it was like, no, everybody loves Driscoll.
Where now it was like, that's a very popular opinion.
exactly. Now it's like cool to hate him.
Yeah.
But at the time it was still cool to like him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, no, he should not be over anyone. And so I don't know like where he's at like,
and he like wise. He makes a point of not like discussing his own personal beliefs because he doesn't want it to color like, and I've seen interviews with him where he'll say like, I don't want someone's fandom of our band to depend on whether or not we're Christian or whatever, you know.
Is that just because of money or is it because of like actual art?
I think it's because of art. I don't know. Like, what are you saying? Are you saying he is Christian and doesn't want to admit it, or he isn't Christian and doesn't want to admit it?
I could see like,
I feel like they move, they're like much bigger than the Christian scene that they kind of started.
He's currently not a Christian and not, and like pretty open about it. What I can tell, but I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. He had a podcast a while ago.
Okay.
At least he's one of the, like, he did.
Cole, like, turn off your safe search on your internet and then Google it.
Google
Dustin Kindru Christian question mark.
question mark. Dustin Kindru going
why
to
safe
hell?
Search
question mark.
The joke, Aaron, is culture? That.
But it is this, like a, the joke it is an that... interesting, it's interesting how it's kind of flipped to the point of like, I feel like being an openly Christian band, you get like the benefit of the freaking Nazi Trump supporters and stuff like that. But it's probably like a net loss in fans, right?
I think probably the whole Christian music thing was more influential on like not what kids cared about listening to, but like what they were allowed to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. But so, I'm like, just saying, sold, right now, your
parents would buy it like, for you. So I think that's that. Now that there's like Spotify and everything, I feel like that's not as big of a thing. You don't have to like buy CDs.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like that distinction just isn't as meaningful. Yeah, I feel like a lot of bands anymore
for whatever reason.
Like most bands just don't. Yeah. Or the ones that are ones that are like making songs about freaking Trump or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
they're the ones who that's like their entire persona. Just hilarious. They can be like prison songs now or something.
Prison songs.
But at any rate, so they're touring on Artist in the Ambulance.
Dude, that song is so sick.
And I really enjoyed that album, the remix one.
Yeah, it was good. And I honestly, so I went through that song. That album came out while I was on my mission. I got back from my mission, and Thrice was one of the bands I listened to most, probably like Thrice and Taking Back Sunday. And then the bands I listened to before. But there was a period where I was training for a triathlon, and I must've had like an iPod shuffle or something that only had a couple albums on it, and I basically just listened to Artist in the Ambulance on repeat for hours. Just all of the training I did for this while I was running or biking, I was listening to Artist in the Ambulance. So I have that entire album just completely memorized and burned into my brain. So it was that was a unique experience. I haven't really had that before where I know every song that well. I mean, they even like played it in order, you know. But okay. So there's a couple of questions. First of all, I don't know how his voice holds up as well as it does.
Yeah. Like, I remember you saying that
on that album. He screams a lot. He also played Deadbolt and one other song from Illusion of Safety. And then they ended with The Earth Will Shake, which has a ton of screaming in it. Like, cause a lot of their stuff, he doesn't scream as much anymore, but I don't know how he does. And they're playing like every night almost. But what are the bands like? What would be an album like that for you guys, where just that one album is just like deeply seared into your brain?
Album. The full album.
Yeah, like front to back, like in order, kind of thing. You know.
Okay, so
which I don't even do that much anymore, right? Like, do you even listen to albums in order anymore?
Yeah, okay, I do not. I can tell you, I don't know if this is probably not the most recent one, but it's definitely like deeply burned onto my hard drive.
Hydra?
Your Hydra. Hail Hydra.
is Science by Incubus.
Weird. I think we might have talked about this before.
I'm sure we've talked about it. It is like,
yeah. Oh, because like, when we were doing albums for a while, that was one of the albums you chose.
Yes, yeah. Like, dude, like deeply. So I bet I could 100% like air guitar or air DJ every freaking song on that album. And probably I'm fairly certain I could sing every single word.
You could sing the whole thing. You just might miss some of the words.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That album and Make Yourself for sure. Both of those albums. Yes.
That is so strange. I feel like I didn't know that you were such.
Yeah. He's big in Incubus.
Incubus.
Way too big.
Incubus.
Spontaneous combustion.
What's the name for the fan? Is it like Incubuds?
Incubuddies.
Incubusters.
Incubusters.
The Incubuddies.
Incubuddies.
So you think they are incubussing? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. I mean, I did at the time.
You don't anymore?
No, I it's kind of like, do you like the movie Neverending Story? Hell yeah, I do. Do you think it's the greatest movie of all time? Well.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I feel like it's
the nostalgia of it.
It's pretty like arrogant to think that your favorite thing is also the best thing. Like you really think really think your taste is that good.
My favorite thing at 18 years old. Yeah, can exactly. I say it's like, it's the best thing ever in the world? No, yeah. No.
You're close.
I think I could do that with like 3 Alkaline Trio albums in a row.
Really?
Like Good Morning.
Maybe I'll Catch Fire. The second one.
No, probably like From Here to Infirmary into Good Morning, like those two. Really? For sure. Yeah. Because that's the first one I heard was Here to Infirmary. That one was like, I was big into that. And then
my two were GD and
Maybe I'll Catch Fire.
Maybe I'll Catch Fire.
So I like those two a lot now, but I came to those later.
It's funny how you can't, like, you can't fake that, right?
Yeah.
Johnny was asking me that because my son, he decided Thrice is his favorite band a few weeks ago, and he was asking me, do you like their new stuff as much as their old stuff? And I was like, well, no, but that doesn't mean it's not better, you know. It's just like, can't, you know,
there's so much tied to music that you can't just like rationalize it very well.
Totally. So that was like your main, is that the band you listen to the most, do you think?
No, I mean, I don't know, I just really like those albums. Like I could do that with probably every Page of the Lion album.
Okay.
All the way through.
That's, I could do that with Control for sure. Bands.
Yeah, dude. The newer stuff is so good.
I know. I'm kind of mad. They're playing here on Monday.
Yeah, they're here this week.
And I'm going to be at scout camp with my kids, so I can't go.
So kind of leave your kids. Abandon your family. Abandon your boy.
I thought about it.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis.
For me, like honestly, still like Pinkerton is that way for me.
Pinkerton's good.
And the Blue album. I would always skip the Sweater song.
Yeah.
For some reason. It's not like in hindsight, it's not a bad song. It was just so overplayed that I just didn't like it, but
it's a little Pinkerton. Like gimmicky.
Yeah.
Like the whole like talking parts is not like,
yeah, I hated that part, not like the intro part.
Interesting to listen to over and over.
Weirdly, The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel was the first CD I owned, and I listened to that.
Obviously, you much prefer the Disturbed.
Dude, I freaking hate this. I try not to be like one of those music elitists, you know, because we all just like what we like. But it really bothers me when people talk about how that version is better than the Simon and Garfunkel version. It's just such a bad opinion.
It's okay.
Okay, and then in modern, like modern wise, honestly, Black Mile to the Surface.
Yeah, so good.
Manchester Orchestra is like that for me. Do you have an album like that of the last 10 years, Phil?
Last 10 years. Okay. Between
like, I feel like, or of recent history, you know,
An album that I love as much as Science
that you just know all the way through.
No, there's, yeah. I don't think there's anything just, in the last, and that's,
it's like, just not how you listen to albums anymore.
Right. That it's more of a function of like how I'm given music than,
yeah.
I mean, what was the last album you bought? Aaron, don't answer that with your freaking vinyl.
Yeah, that doesn't count. What's the last album that you practically bought for a practical purpose and not just to be a collector?
Yeah, you.
I don't buy it to collect.
Aaron,
shut up, Aaron.
This is I have like less than 30 records.
Probably. Aaron, listen to yourself. I don't buy it to collect.
Say it again. I only buy stuff that I like want to listen to.
Aaron, no, wait, stop. Ass. Say it again, Aaron. Just say it again.
I don't buy records to collect them.
No. Say it like you said it before.
I don't buy to collect.
No, I'm not a collector. Like you said it before.
That's one of my favorite lines from High Fidelity. You just disappeared up your own asshole.
I don't buy to collect.
I think mine might have been one of the Jimmy Eat World albums.
I have Black Model Service.
Okay, and when did that come out, Cole?
That's what I'm looking up. Because
it's got to be like... That might be mine too.
Like, I know which I bought... And we're talking like an actual CD, not just like...
Yes.
That you bought iTunes or whatever.
So I don't buy CD.
Okay, but no. I'm saying...
Even if you bought it on iTunes.
Right? iTunes counts. If it's buying a full album...
But if you have Apple Music and you like downloaded it on Apple...
No, Aaron. That's not what we're talking about.
I definitely bought Invented.
You don't buy it because you have a subscription, so you don't actually have to buy an album.
Exactly, Aaron.
So that's like the point of like...
We're talking about past tense.
You kind of like lose... It has the same effect that...
But I still listen to albums all the way through.
Yeah. Did you guys have... The experience of like the first time you heard about emulators and ROMs and being able to just download as many games as you want to.
No.
It kind of, like I remember one of my friends in high school was like, oh, download this app. And then he gave me whatever, a CD with all these ROMs on it. And it's like, here's every Super Nintendo game ever.
Jeez.
And it's like, because of that, I didn't play anything for very long because it's like, oh, I have infinite games at my fingertips. Why would I spend time? And it was the same way with like back in the day, you got a game, like that's the only game you're getting for like 6 months. So you're just going to play the crap out of it.
True.
You know? So I feel like that's part of why you don't listen to a single album as much anymore, because you just have every album at your fingertips, right? Or even like in your car, it used to be like, every month or so I'd switch out all the CDs in my car, but then for that month it was like that's what I was listening to, holder.
What's the last album you listened to all the way through?
Like the latest Manchester Orchestra I listened to all the way through multiple times.
Yeah, same.
Or like the latest Lucius is really good. It's kind of disco-y. It's freaking good. Yeah.
Did you guys listen to the Boy Genius album, the record?
Listen to some of it.
I know this is showing my age.
What's yours, Phil?
And I don't care because I think it's freaking great. But Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf.
Quatsa. I call him Quatsa.
And that album stands out in my mind. I think part of it is because I'm sure I listened to it during a road trip, but like I don't have anything to back this up, but I'm fairly certain that they intentionally designed the album. I might have said this on the podcast a long time ago, that they designed the album to start in LA somewhere. And listen straight through going east.
I can see them doing that.
Because, like, it ends, like, it starts with, like radio dial stuff. By the end, it's, like, the radio dial noise between songs is, like, weird, like, either, like, it's, like, fire and brimstone, like kind of like stuff. It gets stranger and stranger. The radio dial, like old school, like knob turning.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about fire and brimstone preaching?
Yes.
Okay.
There's like those little vignettes of like, you know, people like disc jockeys talking.
Yeah,
and they change throughout the album, and in the beginning of the album it sounds more like K-rock kind of stuff,
right?
And at the end of the album it gets like it's getting like weirder and weirder. And I think they did it, like I said, with like it's just it sounds more rural. It sounds more, I don't know. I listened to it. Maybe it's because of the way I listened to it the first time, and now it's kind of like seared in my brain that way. But I don't know. Everything I'm saying, I have not like looked into it. I'm curious. These are all things that you could look up, and you know, there's probably tons of people who have like, you know, done blog posts about that album. So I could be way off, or I could be like right on. But like, I feel like that was like the vibe I got. It's like, holy crap, they did this on purpose. You start in LA and you listen to it going, what is that, the 10? Like just taking the 10 and going, like pressing play.
Make
and
it
then,
that far though, right?
I mean, I don't know, an hour?
How long is the album?
Hour and a half? Hour?
Yeah, if you drove like an hour, I mean, if it's an hour and a half, you'd get almost to Palm Springs.
If you start at 1 a.m., right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd
no
be
traffic.
Out, but you'd be in like Banning or something.
Yeah. Desert.
Well, no, I mean, you'd kind of be like in the outskirts of like Eastern Riverside area.
Yes.
I literally can't think of a Queens of the Stone Age song.
What? Dude.
The best one is Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. That's a good one.
Okay. Have I heard that song?
Whatever you do.
No. That's not the best one. There are.
Don't
there's
tell
one that's.
Anyone.
Okay, there's one that was used in like a million. There's one that was used in a million like.
It's when the bass goes ding a 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 ding. Then the guitar goes. No, that's Muse.
Okay, that's what I thought. I do mix up the two though.
Oh, really?
That's what is that song though?
The one that's been used in a bunch of like commercials and movie trailers is boom bam ba da dum bam ba da dum boom bam ba da dum boom. We got these pills to swallow.
Yeah, that was on Guitar Hero.
So yeah. that one's like no probably their most knows. Popular. Yes, that's the one. That's probably their most popular, but
Dave Grohl played drums on that.
The one that is like
threes and sevens.
Superior is the one that people talk about, like the drums of the start of the song, and I don't remember the title of the song, but the drums are it's so freaking great. Like it's actually Dave Grohl is playing on that album.
Yeah,
he's the one who
played on Songs for the Deaf, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the one that goes. It's like there's a guitar going da 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 da, and then there's this. It's so great.
I always just wrote them off as kind of being butt rock.
How dare you?
No, they're like stoner rock.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you just got done telling us that Incubus was your favorite band of all time. You don't really have a leg to stand on. That's like quintessential butt rock.
Listen, I don't care what you say.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
311 and Homegrown are some of the best bands of all time.
You like Revolution too?
You didn't even smoke weed.
Dude.
It's like when a Mormon kid is way into fish. Like, what is wrong
with you? I smoked a lot of weed.
Oh, okay.
But before I was into...
Before you liked 311?
And 311. Yes.
311's like fine. It's like very inoffensive music. But I can't understand somebody who would get way into 311.
I know this dude in high school who was way into 311. And he also had three nipples.
No.
Dude, did he have 11 toes? That would have been great.
That was what it was, yeah.
He was like really into 9/11 and also reggae.
Yeah, he had think about if you're so into 9/11 that you like cut off one of your toes and had it grafted onto your hand. So you had 9 toes and 11 fingers.
Yeah, imagine.
Okay.
Just think about that. That's like the kind of thing my son says to me all the time. What if this happened and you're like, I don't know.
Did you guys know Josiah asked me, it's funny that you said that. Josiah just asked me yesterday, hey, Dad,
Jesse?
How many holes do we have? And I go, what?
And you're like in the backyard or?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, like on our body, how many holes? And he goes, eyes don't count. And I was like, okay.
six, seven.
Well, you and I
seven.
It depends what you have count seven as holes, right?
I go. You and I have seven, and he goes no eight, and I go what? And he goes your belly button. I was like, that's not a hole. And then he argued with me for like 10 minutes.
If that's not a hole, then your eye isn't really a hole either.
He said eyes
that's
don't
what
count.
I told him.
He said eyes don't count, though.
Yeah, he said eyes don't count. And
okay. Then is your ear a hole? Because it's closed off, too. It's just a
your
tiny
ear.
Bit.
He says your ear is a hole, but your belly button is a hole.
And you say
and your
ear
eye
is
not a hole.
What do you say between ears and belly buttons?
I say ears, yes. Belly button, no.
See, like my belly button is about as deep as my ears. That's, you know, that's because I'm fat, but like.
And I think it has to do with your belly button is sealed off on the inside.
So that's is right. Your ear. Not your ear is completely sealed though. Off on the
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Not if you push hard enough.
Yeah, if you push hard enough on your belly button, you could get that mofo to open up too.
Okay, but some people don't at all. They have an
Audi. Then five.
Okay. Some people have like some jacked up ear that sticks out or whatever, right? Like there's.
I love that both of you jumped right into this.
Five?
Okay. So you have two down below your waist. You can at least agree on that.
Yes.
Or three, depending.
Unless you're saying, your urethra and your whatever, or you're like, you know, there's two tubes.
That I'm saying into one. Male or female.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you did you tell Josiah that? Into the fact that, like, mom has nine and we have eight or whatever?
Yeah. Mom has more.
Yeah.
I told him that.
Which is like, that's the one time in society where a woman gets more than a man, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, and then
your nostrils, your mouth.
I was like, one, two, three, four, five.
Five. Six, seven. So what's seven. The eighth? Oh, the belly button. Okay, yeah.
The belly button is eight. And I was like, and he was like, eight. And I was like, no, dude.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, technically, every hole you have ends at some point. It's closed off.
No, Aaron.
Well, like your mouth.
Yes.
Your mouth continuously connects your butthole. So is that just one hole? Your mouth
and
butthole
and
your nose, your nostrils? They're all connected. It's like if you poke a hole in a piece of paper, is that one hole or two holes, you know?
That's a good point.
And like when does it become two holes? Like how thick does the paper have to be before it's two holes?
Does a straw have holes?
Exactly. Holes like it's that's the classic question. Does a straw have one hole or two?
Or none.
Or none.
Is a door.
I don't know how. Who's arguing that a straw has zero holes?
Is a door one hole or two?
A straw has no holes.
A straw? House. Did you say a straw has no holes?
Yeah.
How so? It just has an opening?
How is it no?
Rounds emptiness, but the emptiness is not part of the straw.
Huh?
No. So how about, I looked up the definition of hole, and good. What it says is a small or unpleasant place. So there you go.
Yeah, see? Straw. Okay.
Now it says a hollow place.
Urban Dictionary?
A hollow place in a solid body or surface.
Does a circle have a hole?
What do you mean? What's a circle? Like a circle?
Does a circle have a hole? A
circle doesn't exist. In nature.
Yeah. Have I told you guys about my
but
buddy?
What do you, no, tell me what you mean by a circle.
If a circle doesn't have a hole, then a straw doesn't have a hole.
A circle doesn't exist.
Yeah, neither do straws.
You don't know what you're talking about.
In nature, straws don't exist in nature.
You can talk
nature.
About poetry, but we're not going to start talking about geometry. You're not going to try to start telling me about geometry.
Aaron, what is the thing you use to slurp up your
straw.
Your drink? Straw. At Straw Hat Pizza.
I get what you're saying, but it's just not true. Like a hole, like otherwise then a hole doesn't exist.
Yeah, holes don't exist. That's my point.
But see, that's wrong. Like this goes back to the same thing. Like it's a question of language. Like language exists.
Yeah.
For the same reason that like when somebody says, you know, and language changes over time, but a language is a hole is a hollow place in a solid body or surface. And that's how it's known. Like, that's what hole means because that's what everyone says it means.
You guys, Aaron doesn't see color.
A straw has one hole.
Okay.
It goes all the way through it.
Yes, that is what I believe.
Yes.
That's just that a hole can have an end or it cannot have an end. And those are just two types of holes, but it doesn't mean like if I drill a hole through a piece of wood or something, it doesn't mean.
Or if you punch a hole through a piece of paper, that's not two holes.
Exactly. Like if you tell someone, "Oh, I need a hole through this 2x4, so I need you to drill me two holes that are a quarter inch in diameter." Like, no, I just meant drill all the way through, and so then it creates two holes. Like, no, that's idiotic.
Yeah, it's a hole.
It is an a-hole who would say that.
I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah, let's do it. That was good. Can we all agree on how many holes we have, though?
Wait a minute. But what were you talking about?
Well, by straw theory, we have one hole.
Straw theory.
We have one.
I guess so, because your ear... Well, no, your ears...
Two, three...
Yeah, your ears are closed off from everything else, even though just the opposite side of your eardrum is connected to your sinuses. So, but your eardrum is not.
We are an open system.
Here's the question. Hypothetically, can you like snort a spaghetti noodle long enough
or a piece of string? Could God snort a spaghetti noodle long enough that even he couldn't pull it out of his mouth?
A piece of string. Could you snort up a piece of string and then... poop it out?
Yes.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
So that means it's one hole. Yes?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
You couldn't pull it out your ears. You could pull it out your eyeball. You could snort a string and pull it out your eyeball because your tear ducts.
What about your urethra?
No.
Could potentially.
No, you have to have something seriously wrong.
Like it wouldn't fit, but it could happen. Like
you know, like very small, like
your urethra, floss. Like your urethra is not connected to your digestive system in that way. Your kidneys, pull urine from your blood.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't. It's not connected to your stomach in any way.
It's not like in the cartoons where there's like the stomach and there's like a little flap and then it just like lets it out or not.
So you know how when you like drink, Phil, you know this, when you drink a lot of coffee, your pee smells like coffee.
Yeah.
Does that mean that your blood also smells like coffee?
Probably not, because your blood has other scents that kind of overshadow. Like your blood smells so much like iron that.
What if you have scurvy?
Oh.
But you drink a lot of coffee.
That's a classic question. If you have scurvy and you drink a lot of coffee, does your blood smell like coffee?
Does your blood smell like
coffee? Like, I remember this from my philosophy class, actually.
If I chew on batteries. If I put a bunch of batteries in a glass of water and I drink it.
That is a great rebuttal, though, for anyone who tries to argue.
Thank you.
No, I guess it, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Argue what, that a straw has two holes?
Yeah, but see, then you're talking about like some kind of double straw that splits, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly. How many holes does that have?
There's multiple holes.
Like, well,
there's multiple holes.
Yeah. And then maybe you would consider like all those holes. If it's like a four-way straw that combines into one straw, does it have four holes or five, you know? Like at that point, you might just, like language would lead you to say maybe there's five holes because the one hole on the bottom isn't clearly a part of any of the other four holes.
Listen, if I take a sponge.
Start talking about openings versus holes. Like,
yeah, totally.
If I take a sponge.
That's what we should start. Are we going to start talking about openings now? That's right.
Yeah, how many openings does your body have? No. How many entrances?
Yeah, it depends on how you define, you know.
Yeah. If I take a sponge and I pour water on one side.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Water. Water's going to come out any side. How many holes does that sponge have?
Millions. Like
an
infinite amount of holes.
And zero.
Oh, so that's like your body has like.
Yeah.
Yeah, millions of all your pores count.
Yeah, your pores.
And if your follicles? Exactly. If you drink a bunch of water and then you sweat, hey.
I don't have nearly as many holes on my head as you guys because a lot of mine have closed.
Billions of holes.
Billions.
Dude, that's actually going to be the title of my memoir.
Billions of holes.
Plus, you don't know. Like, you could have an ulcer that's undiagnosed. You might have another hole.
Openings.
Yeah. Billion and one.
Orifices.
And thanks for friendship.
Thanks for friendship. We never really set our levels. Does everyone sound reasonable?
Yes,
I mean, Aaron sounds fantastic.
We'll fix it in post.